morning, boys. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day, and thank you for the blessings of health and all the goodness you have given to us. So we ask you to be with us, help us learn, and walk in your ways, and some of your truths. Just be with us and bless us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if you remember which chapter we're in, Job and his three friends. Last time he was kind of asking for mercy or to believe, and this is their answer to that in chapter 18. Then Bildad and Shuhai answered and said, "How long till you put an end to words? Gain understanding, and afterward we will speak. We are common as beasts and regarded as stupid in your sight." They just thought he was just justifying himself. And not really interested in hearing what they had to say. "You who tear yourself in anger, shall the earth forsake for you? Shall the earth be forsaken for you? Or shall the rock be removed from its place? The light of the wicked indeed goes out, and the flame of his fire shall not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp is silent and is put out. The steps of his strength are shortened, and his own counsel casts him down." These were hard things to say to a man that is... It's hard for anybody, if somebody come to you and say that your life is going out and you're not. And he did not guilt, did not feel like he had sinned. They thought he had to have sinned. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks into a snare. The net takes him by the heel, and his snare lays hold of him. A noose is hidden for him on the ground, and a trap for him in the road. Terrors frighten him on every side, and drive him to his feet. His strength is starved, and destruction is ready at its side. A lot of these things are true for a man not serving God. This is what happens to a man that is not serving God. And they had wisdom in that. The wisdom they lacked is to know that Job was still a righteous man. So they spoke to a righteous man as they could have spoken to an ungodly man. And destruction is ready at his side. He devours patches of his skin. I'm not sure if it's at this point, before or after, when it says he scraped himself with sharp pottery. I guess it hurt, or lots of... I'm not sure whether they had scabs on it or what. They say he devours patches of his skin. The firstborn of death devours his limbs. He is uprooted from the shelter of his tent, and they parade him before the king of terrors. They dwell in his tent who are none of his. Brimstone is scattered at his dwelling. They may have been making reference to him sitting in ashes, I'm not sure. His roots are dried out below, and his branch withers above. The memory of him perishes from the earth, and he has no name among the renowned. He is driven from light into darkness, and chased out of the world. He has neither son nor posterity among his people, nor any dwelling in his nor any remaining in his dwellings. Those in the west are astonished at his day, and those in the east are frightened. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him who does not know God. They were saying he doesn't know God. And one warning we can take for ourselves is not to judge other people unrighteously. That is what often happens when we don't understand. I guess you boys can stand for the verses. I forgot what the subject is, but you would.
The boys under 8 years old are supposed to find verses online, and the other bigger boys are supposed to find characters on people who lie and what happens to them when they lie.
Okay. How many boys are under? Is it 8 and under, or under 8?
These boys.
Oh, okay. These are all.
Yeah. No. Oh, it's eight under.
Oh,
and then there's three boys. Oh, just two. Okay.
So 8 and under. You can raise your hands. Okay, let's start with you over here, the adult of 8 and under first.
Wherefore,
means they've been truthful. Okay, we got all the ones that are 8 and under. David, why don't you start and come to Coach, your life familiar, yes, sir?
Killed Saul, but he hadn't, and David had the man killed because he thought that he had killed Saul, and he lied.
In Genesis 27, when Joseph's brother said took Joseph's coat and dipped it in his goat's blood, and took it to their father Jacob and said that a wild beast had devoured him, and when they had actually sold him to the strangers.
In 1 Kings chapter 13, a man of God, a false prophet, told a man of God to stay at his house. It said that God said to eat and drink at his house, and God told him not to, and when he obeyed the false prophet, he was killed.
Because he told a lie. Or he did a lie.
Exodus 32. The children of Israel made themselves a golden calf, and said that the golden calf brought them out of Egypt. And then Moses ground the gold and made it, put it in the water, and they had to drink it.
Chapter 4. When Cain killed off Abel, then he lied to God, and God cursed him, and he was a fugitive and a vagabond.
Well, that was good. I'm reminded that do. For the next assignment, I was thinking of kind of the same thing, but it's about being on time or not procrastinating. There's quite a few instances in the Bible of how people just didn't stop home some, they didn't do it right away. Sometimes it's pretty serious, so find verses on. I would also like the idea of the verse and then what happens when people have procrastinated or didn't keep their word or stay on time or all kind of the same thing. They have a habit of not doing the things promptly or kind of just pushing it off a little bit. It's a bad habit that can be fatal in the spiritual world. So if you can find verses for that and what happened. One was about a prophet that I saw as an example. The prophet that Moses spoke about. God told him to go to Jeroboam, if I got the name right, and prophesy against the altar. And he did miracles there, and God told him to go straight home and not stop for eat by the wayside. But he went to this prophet. But this prophet persuaded him to come, and he disobeyed God. And the lion came and killed him. If he kept going, I'm sure it would have been alright. God told him to do that. It's important to do what God tells us to do promptly. Or your parents, for that matter. That's where you learn a lot of practice.